Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your As an Edge afternoon market wrap-up. And the dollar did slide some today, but we didn't see a lot of help in the grain markets. May corn at 430 and a half, that was down a half cent. July at 440 and three quarters down two, while December at 464 and three quarters down two and a half. Soybeans performed a little bit better at 1149 and a quarter, up four and a quarter on the May futures. July at 1163 and three quarters, up three and three quarters, while November new crop at 1160 and a half was up two. President Biden, in a campaign speech last night in Scranton, Pennsylvania, did mention he liked the idea of putting tariffs on Chinese steel and a few other items. And we haven't seen anything material happen in the markets, but we remember what happened the last time when we put tariffs on Chinese goods. July soybean oil at 45.51, up 3. July meal at 339.50, up 270. Old crop crush at 90.25, up 350. New crop crush at 100.25, up 3. Rough day in the wheat market. We kind of broke through some recent declining support levels. July wheat in Chicago at 553.5, down 11.5. July wheat in Kansas City at 570.25, down 12.75. May Minneapolis at 633.25, down 5. May rice at 1880 was up 44. May cotton 79.56, down 173. July at 81.33, down 176. And December at 78.54, down 60. Fund positions are now, that big fund long is now largely, if not completely, underwater. And we are back pressing the lows on the July futures that we had saw before the rally started. So it'll be interesting to see what the COT reports look like and how prices behave from here. We are deeply oversold, and there could be at least a technical bounce, one would think. June live cattle at 175.42, down 30. August feeders 252.07, down 28. June hogs at 102.55, down 28. The weaker dollar did not do anything for any commodity today. In fact, it felt a little bit like a start of maybe a risk-off sort of trade may be developing. May milk at 17.15, down 16. May orange juice 362.85, down 120. Crude oil 82.75, down 261. The Biden administration announced late today that the oil restrictions on Venezuela would be put back in place. And that could serve as a bullish impetus for the market, but we saw stronger inventories and weaker gasoline demand mostly weighing on the crude oil. We did not see any big geopolitical news coming out of the Middle East. May diesel was also lower at 257.43. That was down 7.30. May unleaded 273.10, down 9.13. And natural gas at 171 was down 1. June gold, $23.88, down $19.60. Silver, $28.36, down a penny. Dollar index, $105.94, down 31. Stocks had a choppy day. We started the day firmer, and we fell apart. We tried to rally a little bit, and each subsequent rally did find selling pressure. The Dow wasn't down very much. We're 37,753, down 45. S&P 500, 5022, down 29 points. And the NASDAQ Composite, 15,683, down 181, or a little more than 1%. If you read tonight's DMO, you will see some different stock charts showing the 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages as we are beginning to do some technical damage to the equity markets. Along with the risk-off sentiment, we actually saw interest rates come down a little bit today. Part of this was the equity market nervousness. The 2-year at 4.92 is down 6 basis points. The 10-year at 4.57 down 9 basis points. The 30-year at 4.69 also down 7 basis points. And this is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.